What's up, everybody? Welcome to another great episode of Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. And we are here in the building ready to pop off with these reels. And let's see what's going on. But first, we got a toast.
Yes.
My drink is almost done because I've been drinking all night.
Hey.
Cheers to a great show. Let's get it popping. Cheers to all you Scroll Club members out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We love y'all, and thanks for being with us, okay? So what do we have to start off this fine, fine episode and segment, V? Ninja, please. Okay?
Y'all be doing too much.
Because y'all on some other ish. We have to always say, stop. Mm-hmm. Just please stop.
We got to call it out.
And I'm going to kick us off with the ninja please.
Alrighty.
When you sick of them ninjas, y'all, there's an app for that. Huh? I'm for it. You for it? All right. X user hot tips. Hot tips told you? Okay, let's see what you're talking about this app. How can we find our people with this app?
A white man, I'm assuming he's white, created a website you can go to see how many are in your area so you can avoid them and have peace and quiet.
Wow.
You got to bring it up, man.
So there's filters on the website. Tyrone, Jamal, Ebony, see all 464 names, violent crime, Popeye's locations, Waffle House, HUD housing, Boost Mobile, liquor stores, bail bonds, methadone clinics. Yeah. Oh. Philadelphia, Wilmington. I might need this map my damn self. Hey, babe, take the map. Make sure we ain't.
We ain't in the vicinity.
Let's see if y'all name is in here. I'm trying to find Jamar. Jamar is in here.
Jamar, how do you go by the names?
In the top right, next to the search, next to the search bar, it says names.
Oh my God, there's 474 demands, man. Who put my name in this?
Yo ass is in there.
Oh my God.
Where's the lie?
Right.
Like, all of that's accurate.
Yes, it is.
Where's the lie?
Like, I love my people, but sometimes, again, we be doing the most. Like, we call out the Caucasians for doing the most. We got to call out our own people because sometimes we do the absolute most. Like, y'all literally fit these stereotypes, and I don't like that. Now, some of them, I'm in the stereotypes on some of them, right? Like loving fried chicken and watermelon. But that right there, that's good. That's funny. Somebody literally built an app.
You don't want to be bothered.
Right, like, okay, it's the buns over there? Mm-mm, I don't want to stay in that area. I don't want to go over there. Some of the buns over there. Mm-mm, they give, it's a Popeye's locations. It's a Dollar Tree over there. It's a Family Dollar over there. Nah, I'm good. That's pretty good.
Where's the lie? Because I definitely want a Waffle House.
Yes.
I want a Waffle House right now.
See, right.
So call me out.
Yes, yes.
And I have a white name.
Yes.
Put me on the map. How many Jennifers on there? That's what I want to know. How many Jens in there?
Because I frequent every last one of the Dollar Tree, Dollar.
Where's the lie? The liquor store. Popeyes.
Exactly.
All of that.
We there.
A Chicken Shack.
We in there.
Put
now.
A Chicken Shack and a liquor store in the corner. We good. We hanging good. Out all day.
We Gucci. Oh, don't forget the beauty supplies, honey. We got to have the beauty supplies. Okay. All right, y'all. More of a ninja, please. Free her cousin. Free her cousin. TikTok user at CamJ859. Free her, man.
Somebody posted on Facebook and said, free my cousin. Why would we do that? Whatever she was accused of, she did that. The last thing that she needs is freedom. I'm going to be honest. She looked like she grew up in a maximum security daycare. Now she out here terrorizing all of us. And then you want to let her back out? Man, she's snarling in the picture. She looks like she about to bite me. I don't put her under the jail. This Gotham level threat. Batman can't even prepare for this. She looks like Jay-Z with a fresh retwist. I'm not about.
She does. Oh, goodness. Listen. Fact they had the Undertaker music playing in the background is sending me from WWE. Undertaker, what's up? I know you from H-Town, right? Yeah, what's up? But, yeah. Don't free her. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Like the song say. I'm scared. Free my cousin.
Just say you want to let her ass back out on the street. Like whatever she did, she did it. That is. Oh, girl, like this.
Right. Like I'm coming to get you.
She is scary.
Okay.
Moving on with Ninja, please. Would it be a hate crime or black on black violence? What y'all think? TikTok user father_Jones posted this. Would it be a hate crime?
You're a black man.
I am.
Because of you, I'm a black man.
More or less.
So, half and half. So.
Well, that's middle.
If I painted my face black, would that be blackface? And if it was blackface being a hate crime, would that be a black on black crime?
What?
No. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah. Why?
If you painted your face black, it would be the completion of a process, and it would be disrespectful to your mother, for you would be alienating her.
It's not my fault you ran out of toner when I was born.
Oh, nice. Well, nice comeback.
You koala printer?
Perhaps we should have tried a different position.
Boom!
Pops takes another dub.
Yeah. Yeah. Score 1 for Pops, 0 for the son. Okay. Like, that is too funny. That's funny. I like that.
Damn, I thought you ran out of black tone. I know, that's right. You better get on your daddy. Tell him he over there clowning you. Clowning you, talking about it's partial.
Right.
You're not completely.
Yes.
Part. Like, he clowning. I would have liked to see your Pops.
Right. You could have
seen your
parents.
Both of them.
So that way we could have really, you know, got into the video more. We would have saw your parents.
Black on black violence. Mm-hmm. He said, if I paint my face black, would that be black on black? That's a lot of stuff to think
about.
That's
what about. I'm saying. Well,
it is very valid.
Yeah.
It's a validation on what you thought and how you would process blackface.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you cute, though.
Yeah.
I see what your little biracial self. Okay. It ain't a black on black.
Oh,
you know, we can do what we do.
We can do what we do.
But I love that. I love that for you. Daddy, stop hating on them.
Daddy say
that's
what?
That's your offspring.
I love when we put our parents in those kind of scenarios, asking them questions. They're going to give you the real answer. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
All right, y'all. Last one for Ninja, please. Some ninjas be doing anything but getting their job done. Ain't that the truth? IG user at IMK Freeze. Let's see what you got.
I know goddamn well he ain't spanking that bitch in a freezer at Wendy's, though. How horny do you gotta be, dog?
Okay, wait, replay. See, you know what? This is what I'm talking about. Like, why are you doing it at that job where you serve food? You doing it around the frozen meat patties.
I don't even want Wendy's no more.
That's what I'm saying. And guess what, Jen? I had Wendy's today.
And my thing about it is, like, you just don't want to know what these people in these establishments are doing in the back.
Right.
You know? And it's like, you know, because you're not preparing the food yourself in the kitchen. But at the same time, it is, like, really heartening, like, to see this.
I mean, really?
You got your dang-lang all out by the fries and the buns.
That's what I'm saying. The meat-like patties.
When they say make it fresh.
Right. Like,
I guess they really on some. We makes it fresh.
And it's just such a turn-off, especially, like I said, with our black folk. Like, come on, y'all. Really at the job house? And then you work at a fast food establishment where the food is.
This
where the food is stored.
This reminds me of the movie Ted. Have y'all seen Ted?
Oh, is that with the bear?
Yes.
Okay.
When he was at the he was working at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had on his little apron and everything at the grocery store.
I mean, it was definitely a remembrance of Ted. I don't know why that Ted came to my mind the movie.
Yes.
But.
And then we still frequent these places, right? Like, I had Wendy's today.
I want some nuggets now.
See, will I go to Wendy's again? Yes, I will.
Yeah,
but still.
Me too.
And I always pray over the food,
bacon,
of course.
Bacon, cheddar, and chive potato.
See, I had the fish
get
sandwich
them nuggets,
combo.
Get
yeah.
The nuggets.
Exactly.
I'll be set.
Right, because we don't want to cook.
I'll
like
be like,
said,
is that
we don't
no man
the
back
food.
There working at this location? We need to know what location that dude is at.
For reals, because, I mean, really beating your meat around the meat?
He said, man, what you in here doing?
Ooh. All right, y'all, we got to take it to a quick commercial break. That just blew my mind. But when we come back, y'all know we got more for you. What we got for them, JB?
The Scroll Limit!
Yay, yay! Y'all keep it locked and scrolling with Jen and B.
Welcome back, everybody, from the commercial break, Scrolling with Jen and V. I'm your host, Jen. This is V. And we are back, y'all. We back at it. We got to do some more scrolling and reeling and posting and tagging and talking.
All of that.
Let's do that. Mm-hmm. All right. What we got up for him now, V? The Scrolympics.
Let's go. Woo. The crowd goes crazy.
USA. USA. All right, but you know, we have a ghetto version of the exactly. Scrollympics, okay?
And we so love V, it.
Kick us off with the Scrollympics. Let's see what you got up first.
All right, scrollers, I need to know. We need to know. Would you watch the drug Olympics? See? See, like Jen said, the ghetto. TikTok user at Aaron Spider Brown. Let's see what you got.
The Drug Olympics, aka the Enhanced Games, are happening next year in Vegas. And there's a lot of athletes who need to participate who I'm going to tell you about in this video. Okay. But they're providing a lot of incentives, a lot of exposure, a lot of money, a lot of everything. They're offering insurance. They're offering salaries. They're offering everything that your regular track and field wouldn't even care to even think to give their athletes. So I don't see why the hell not, especially if you ain't no real deal doping cheat. That's going to show up to the Olympics and get all the medals because you ain't tapped in with the plug. The first person that needs to join the Enhanced Games is Matthew Bowling. He's not going to make a U.S. team, so he might as well go somewhere where he's appreciated and not tolerated. The second person that should join the Enhanced Games is Akeem Blake of Jamaica. He usually runs fast enough to get third place and make the Jamaican team, but they got another guy like Brian Lavelle, so Keen Blake may never make another team ever again. Yeah, he'll be on relays, but who the f*** gives a f*** about relays?
Well, and there's that. When there's that. All right. So he done laid that out for the Scrollympics, Jen, about who should be a part of the Drug Olympics. Okay?
I would definitely watch that.
So you'll watch the Drug Olympics. Uh-huh. I would too. I think it would too. Be hella entertaining.
Yeah, especially Jamaica. Jamaica in that for the long haul. Right. I already know Jamaica and that'll win that baby. Yeah.
So you made it to the D League. You ain't make it to the, you know, the real Olympics. You're gonna make it to the D League, the Drug Olympics.
I would definitely watch it. It's something new and vibrant for me.
Right. Okay? And it will be hella entertaining though.
It would be funny as hell.
Yeah, and then it won't be
so
no rules.
Anything.
Yeah, right. All those strict rules out the window. Let's go for it.
And they need to have that track star. What's her name? That was, they said she was doing some stuff. Oh, they need a half up in there too.
Sha'Carri.
I don't know what her name is, but I remember they had like a runner. Mm-hmm. Like she was a she was in track and field, and they were saying something about her being on
she
some
was
stuff
getting,
and
they
saying,
you know, yeah, weed and all
her,
that stuff.
Her drug test. Mm-hmm. But anyway. All right, y'all. This one's for you, Kelvin. We see you, top scroller. Number one Scroll Club member.
I always talk about the feet and the toes.
Hey,
and
Kelvin.
All,
all right. Have y'all heard of toe wrestling?
What?
My cousin is kind of good at this.
Oh, wow.
She's really good at toe wrestling. I don't want to shout her name out. Let's see what they have going on. Because I didn't experience my cousin toe wrestling. And she pretty good at it. All right. IG user toe wrestling posted this.
Literally.
How you know?
Wow! Right, like what is? How
I
do you
know how you?
How
know.
Do you gauge
World
it? How do you?
World Toe Wrestling Championship. That shirt says it all.
Wow!
That looks hella like a Charlie horse is about to just pop off.
I would have that so many aches and pains. You got to have a fat toe, I think, to pull that off. You got to have some meat on them toes. The worst pain
to have is an ache in your foot.
Mm.
And that right there looks like a straight Charlotte horse. Like, it looks so uncomfortable. I don't want my toes touching nobody else.
Yes, and then just getting up walking the next day. You may be fine in that moment, but getting up walking that next morning, you're going to be limping and in pain, just uncomfortable.
They putting them heels on.
And going to tell your doctor, hey, I'm the toe champion. You fix me up, doc. I'm the toe champion. The podiatrist is going to be like, ma'am, you got to stop doing this.
Yeah, that's why you got that guy. Bunion.
Yes, like stop it. Going on the toe
wrestling that you don't come back here.
At least she had a pain.
I don't even
want to
be your doctor no more, knowing you do that type of stuff all the time and coming back in here with pain.
Like, I saw you on the tube. You've been toe wrestling, so don't come back in here. I ain't got nothing else for you. No more shots. No more cream.
Your podiatrist has just thrown you to the curb.
Yes.
How you know though? How did, at the end of the video, how did she know she won?
Mm-hmm.
Is it by pushing somebody over to the other side more, or what is it?
Like, and the other lady looked. Her opponent looks so much older. Like, it's like an older lady doing it. I'm like, lady.
Well, she can't do much else.
I'm like, my goodness.
She can't
wow.
do no running or nothing. So,
whew.
I guess she want to sit and twitch the toe.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that session, Kelvin.
Yeah, that was for you.
Yeah.
That was for you.
All right, more of the Scroll Olympics.
That's hilarious.
By popular demand, we got to bring back the UFG into the Scroll Olympics. TikTok user at Jack and Josh. Roll it, Todd.
You might see a finishing blow here. Yep. You might see...
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the UFG. We have a fight night of glass swinging.
Jack, I'm stoked. Folks, we got 8 fighters. Let's take a look. Starting us off, we have Frosty straight from Grandma's Mantle.
We've got Brother Charles from the humble shelves of Goodwill.
We've got Short and Thick straight out of Cracker Barrel.
Yes, we've got Mommy Mug. I believe she's from my mother's kitchen.
Next is going to be Cornball from the Mapleside Farms gift shop.
Yes, and we have Mini Mug. Not sure where it's from, but boy, is it small.
It is small. And we've got Green Giant from Hobby Lobby.
We have Mason, and I have here that they're from the mud. Now, this is how they're matched up this evening. Comment below who you think is going to be the champion this evening. Why don't we get into the first round of fighting?
Let's get into it. And there's the bell.
Here they are. They might maintain a bit of distance here, as this is the first round, and they don't want to draw too much blood early on.
Yeah, and you see Brother Charles is going around for his signature swing around move.
We might
see.
Oh, my goodness! The first knockout of the night. Look at this. Frosty is left absolutely shattered and left against the boards here. We have a shot of that.
That is just awful. Now we've got Short and Thick versus Mommy Mug. This is going to be great.
You know, the mismatch here is apparent in favor of Mommy Mug.
Huge.
And she might... Oh! She uses her size to her advantage and takes care of Short and Thick. There's the finishing move. Wow. Mommy Mug moves on. We have Cornball against Mini Mug here.
Wow, massive right hands from both players. Another huge hit.
Dang.
Oh my goodness, this is just insane.
And the fight continues. I guess they didn't see enough destruction, they're going to maybe see a finishing move.
There it is. Wow, brutal.
Let's take a close look here. There's the first crack. Cornball is left split in half. There's some clinking. And, of course, the finishing move from
unreal.
Mini
he moves on.
Yep, folks.
Next.
Oh, wow. Yes, I will
and
be
then
attending
corn mug
this match.
Cups.
Right, yes.
Corn mug cups the opponent.
I will be attending this match with goggles and a mask on. Yes, that's entertaining to me. I like it. And, of course, I'm going to bet some money on it, of course. Okay, I already lost because, you know, my boy Snowman lost the thing the first round. But, yeah. All right.
All right. This sport is just like motorbike racing. Just without the motor, okay? Or the bike. IG user Superenduro_Fem posted this.
Here they go, they're off.
Oh, the fast, these guys.
Don't know whether this is with the shirts. The reds are getting well and truly drenched. Whether that's the veterans class, I'm not too sure. Oh, a little stumble there. Over the pipes they go. We don't want any ankle twisters. Oh, there's a photographer getting involved there as well for a moment. I don't know what was happening then, but they stayed out of the rug.
That was a very short track.
That was a
very short. They've got lucky this time.
They did get very lucky.
No motor, no bike, just straight up foolishness. I would not be attending that scroll Olympic. Okay. Gosh. I would not. Some things are just crazy.
You versus 5,000 people in a damn crowd. That it is sold out. But I mean, why? You might as well do track and field.
They say, uh-uh.
You just might as well run track and field. What is the purpose?
Well, those bike handles that they have.
Yeah, without the motor or the bike. Going over them humps.
Oh, my God. They
I guess
be
it would
so...
be entertaining. I probably would run in it.
I couldn't do
I'd
it.
Probably, like, ooh, here's a heel.
Like, here we go.
Here we go down. I mean... Did you see us in there?
Oh my God, no.
Exactly.
Zero.
Exactly. Okay. All right, y'all. We got to take it to a commercial break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with some more Scrolling with Jen and V. Well, we got a V.
Louder for the people in the back. So y'all bring it on back. Alright, y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the final part for tonight's show, and baby, them Scroll Olympics got me in my giggles. Okay, I am just in my giggles. All right, what's our last part for tonight's show, Jen? Louder for the people in the back.
Did you hear me? Hope so, because it's always a message.
That's right.
All right, now I'm gonna kick us off.
Okay,
how about that? Y'all ready for this message? A message? All right. How do you think you get a husband? At this point, I could care less. But TikTok user Brittany_Pristine posted this.
Really cute video the other day of a guy unboxing the lunch that his girlfriend had made him. And he was so enthusiastic. He was like, she makes me a turkey sandwich every single day, but I love it. They're the best turkey sandwiches I've ever had. I request them every day. He could not have been more appreciative. And every single one of the top comments were women on him, being like, can't you make your own lunch? Why doesn't she have a ring? Girlfriend, these are wifely duties. And then it's like sparking discourse in the comments of like, women, why are we doing wife things for boyfriends? How do you think you get the ring? In this era of sprinkle, sprinkle, men are wallets, like, we have lost the plot. Because straight up, what do you bring to the table? A relationship is a partnership. You should both be doing things for each other out of like the love and the goodness of your hearts. My boyfriend has chocolate banana bread waiting for him in the fridge. His full stocking and all of his presents are under the tree. And he made me custom stockings for my cats and one for me with our faces on it. And a handful of custom ornaments. If you refuse to do anything nice for your partner because you don't have a ring on your finger, you're not gonna get a ring on your finger.
Are you married? That's the real question I want. Let me see your ring. Like, did she put her hand up? Did she show?
I didn't see a ring.
Okay,
no.
Well, everybody's moving and shaking is not the same.
And
on
then
top of that,
it's a give and take with any kind of relationship, whether you're married, like, exclusive, it's give and take, period.
And it's to each his own relationship. Because I just literally know someone who has been in a situation and they had to break up with them for them to realize what they had lost. Because she was like,
we're
sleeping together, we living together, we bathing together, we showering together, and I still don't have a ring. And this is like years and years. This ain't like 2-3 years. And yes, maybe she put herself in that situation to be like that, but at the same time, He was just letting it go. He was letting it ride. She had to put her foot down finally because she was doing the wifely duties, cooking for him, making sure he had dinner at night. And there was no boxes.
Yeah.
There was no pop-up boxes ever happening.
Yeah.
She had to break it off for him to come back and realize what he missed and then propose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody don't move and shake like that.
Like, and that's why I say this is why it's so important to communicate this beforehand, like dating stages and all that stuff. Let it be known, like, I do want to be married someday. You're not pressuring the person, but you let it be known that is part of what I want my life to be. I want it to include marriage. If you never mention it, they ain't going to be, some guys is not going to be in a rush to do it, unfortunately. What's the saying? Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? So they say, right? So it's more so like, I'm letting you know up front while we're dating, we're getting serious. Like, I do want to be married someday, but I ain't forcing you because I want a guy to ask me. I don't want to ask a guy. You know what I'm saying? But so like with your friend, that situation is like, okay, I'm sure she told him, Does she want to be married one day? We doing all this stuff, and you ain't put out a ring yet, bro. So yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go.
I don't know what their conversation was, but at the end of the day, she was doing those wifely duties.
Uh-huh.
And he was just banging and chilling and letting that ride. And he realized that she was going to walk out of a beautiful home.
Uh-huh.
You know, the situation that they had.
Right.
She was like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, and months later, like, I'm lost without you. I don't know what I'm, you know, and here I'm doing all of this stuff, but you have to match energy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And if I'm not getting that energy match, I'd be damned if I'm doing shit.
And especially at a certain age, you'd be like, I'm good on it. I ain't got time to be trying to tell you what to do. You should know at this point.
I'm not a mother, and I'm not going to be I'm your partner. I'm not your mama.
Right.
Not at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, we're at the end of our show. What great chit-chat that was. I feel like that was a chit-chat.
Yes.
Okay, but a lot of for the people in the bag. Stick to your morals, please. All right? And y'all come back with some more Scrolling with Jen and V. Follow us on all social media platforms. Make sure you're on YouTube. Hit that bell to make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. All right?
Tap in.
We'll see y'all next time, Jen and V.